Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yeah, well, bets and special invites and tips and behind the scenes stuff aside, really happy that I've been able to be a part of this community, that we have so many Dan Ariano Show listeners because of What's Good Games. And people have come to me with business possibilities because of What's Good Games. Out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. Danny, today is going to be maybe a little bit of an emotional one, but there was an announcement recently made. So for those who aren't aware, I am one of the co-hosts of the What's Good Games podcast, along with Andrea Renee and Brittany Brombacher. And last week, we announced that we will be sunsetting the show. Our series finale will be on September 27th. And after that, there will be no more What's Good Games podcast. So I'll go ahead and read our statement for anybody who didn't catch it. We posted it on social media. It reads, "Hey, What's Good Games fam, with a mix of gratitude and heavy hearts, we'll soon be saying what's good everybody for the final time. After 7 years and over 375 episodes of video game news, commentary, analysis, and funny stuff, it's time for us to backflip off the earth. Since day one, y'all have been the heartbeat of the community. Your engagement, support, and constant enthusiasm have made every episode a joy to create. We've explored the gaming universe together, celebrated industry milestones, and shared our passions in a way that's been nothing short of magical. And just think of all the host bandos and waifus that we've discussed over the years. For our last round of shenanigans, we'll be reminiscing about our funniest moments and diving into our favorite clips to celebrate the amazing journey we've all shared. Our series finale will be published on September 27th, 2024, so stay tuned for some final surprises and heartfelt messages. We will have more details to share during our regularly scheduled episodes over the coming weeks, but for now, keep your controllers close and your spirits high. Thank you for being part of our podcast family. Whether you are a subscriber, a listener, a viewer, a guest, a collaborator, a five-star reviewer, or maybe you just came for the silly streams, we are so proud of what we've created and contributed to this industry, and we couldn't have done it without you. With love and gratitude, the What's Good Games team." So, Danny, I would love to know your reaction to not only this announcement, but obviously you being in my household have known this was coming a bit longer. How did it hit you?
I have a lot of opinions about this, a lot.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's do it.
You know, I think, I get why you girls decided to you know, end the show, which I completely understand. You know, everybody, crazy schedule, kids, it's a lot of stuff going on, way more than that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I also think that this is not the end for y'all. I think this is more of a transition. Like, Andrew's going to be doing her own thing. Brittany's going to be probably doing her own thing, you too. You know, I know we talked about working together, not only on this podcast, but also Game Attack Radio and other projects that, you know, we work together because of the business. So I don't see this at the end. You know, I know one of the conversations I had with Andrea, I was like, look, you know, when I heard the news for the first time, I'm like, man, I don't like the idea, because I feel like you girls are important to have, not only in the gaming industry, but also in podcasting in general. Because you girls have a voice. You inspired so many people, men and women, right? With the content that you girls released the past 7 years or so. And I feel like it's needed, especially in the gaming. It's very, very needed to have a show like yours stir around. But I get it. You know, I don't see this as the end. This is just a transition. We're going to see something new from all of y'all. You know, it's just sad that, you know, it's official. It's about to end, you know, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So for anybody who may be around PAX West or in the Seattle area during that time, Saturday night, August 31st, we will be having one last meetup. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're not talking about who we're working with yet, but you'll hear more details very soon. It's going to be great. And if you are able to stop by and say farewell in person, we'd love to have you. I'll be posting more info about it on my socials. Of course, you can follow @whatsgood_games on Twitter, formerly Twitter, now X, in order to follow the details for that party. Something that you said that is obviously very near and dear to my heart is, like, where do people go for gaming content coverage from women or femme voices now that we're leaving this phase? And I know Andrea put up a tweet and I retweeted it. So follow @AndreaRenee if you want to see more resources. But essentially she said, hey, we've been getting a lot of people asking where they can go for this kind of coverage now that we're sunsetting our show. We've got several emails, many DMs and things like that. So we're starting to compile a list. And if you'd want to follow along and figure out who you can subscribe to, who you can support, who you can listen to get that type of perspective now, moving into the future, it's there for you. So thank you to everybody who's contributed to this list. I won't go through the exercise of shouting all of them out because there are a number of them. They're smaller than What's Good Games right now, but with your help and your support, maybe they can flourish and get a bigger audience and you know, have the platform that they deserve for all of the work that they've been doing. So go check that out. We'll of course be sharing more stuff on the What's Good Games show, and if it makes sense, we'll talk about it again here at Dana Ariana. But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there, that there are some other shows you can listen to for sure. They maybe don't have the same size that we do right now, but they can grow, and we want them to. We wish them all the best and hope that they are fulfilled and successful. I too have a lot of thoughts about What's Good closing its doors. I, of course, was a fan before I was a co-chair. And back when Alexa Ray and Christine Steimer launched the show with Andrea and Brittany, I was there at the beginning. I had known many of them from being a kind of funny fan and a mod. And I actually helped throw some of the What's Good Games parties at PAX West back when I lived in Seattle. So I knew the girls that way. I actually had randomly emailed Brittany and I was like, hey, I know you guys are having a PAX party. Do you need some extra hands? I live down the street from the venue because I lived in Capitol Hill at the time. And we had the party at the Unicorn. And she was like, yeah, of course, you can help, you know, pass out shirts and get people checked in and all that stuff. So I showed up, I helped out, started meeting everybody in person, and just really fell in love with the community. Very quickly became a mod for What's Good. And then I remember one day I was traveling for a dance event, and we'll talk more about me and my dance life in another episode. But I was traveling for a dance event, and I had a layover in San Francisco. This was back when the Drakes lived in SF. And I had to find somewhere to crash, and I can't remember even how it came up, but I had mentioned it to Andrea, and she's like, oh, we'll just come over to my place, you know, John's not in town, you know, just sleep over for a few hours, I'll grab you from the airport and then take you right back. And so I went to her house, and I remember she gave me grapes. They were delicious grapes, like the best grapes I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, you know, what are you in town for? Blah, blah, blah. And again, she knows me because I'm a mod and I've helped with the party. So we've hung out a couple of times in Seattle, but this was my first time like in her home. And I didn't realize that she had the studio like up and running right in the back. And she was like, oh, well, you want to record something real quick? I can just interview you because I worked in games. It was relevant. And so we did a quick little interview. And I guess it was like an unofficial camera test. And I must have done
That's good. That's
I must have passed because I kept getting invited to come back on the show. So that's how I got into What's Good Games. It was actually very unplanned and random. It's one of those tricks of the universe that brought me closer and closer. As a co-host, I am 100% obviously in support of shutting down. I know what it takes to make a show like this at the quality and the production level that we do. And it's not just the podcast. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people don't know about or don't see. And it takes a lot. And right now it's not in the cards for us to keep going that way. But however, as a fan, I am really heartbroken. Like I said, I was a listener first, and this is a show that really changed my entire life, changed my perspective on my ability to be in the gaming industry. And I know we are that voice for a lot of people. I've met a lot of those people who have now started working in games after listening to What's Good. I just want to say to those people, you know who you are. I've talked to a lot of you in real life. You can still do this, and you can still be that light for others. What's Good is something that lives on in our hearts. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the airwaves in order to inspire people and uplift people and encourage people. So please pass it on. Times are a little hard in games right now, but it's important that good people are still around. So please be supportive, be encouraging of anybody that you see who's trying to make a difference in a positive way. And we'll find ways to talk to each other. Don't worry about that. We'll still be in the industry. We'll still make content, just not with What's Good.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but we actually met because of What's Good in a That's way.
It's true. It's very true.
A lot of people don't know about that, you know, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so you want to talk about like your friendship with Andy and Britt and how we must have been at so many events together but not known each other?
Yeah, I mean, I know Brittany, oh my God, very long time. And I'll see Andrew at that event. I remember this is during a time I had my Discovery Channel show. I will go to E3 and I'm doing my interviews, and I bump to Andrea. Because I think she also had a show too. I can't remember where. So we were, you know, talk while we were waiting for us to do like our interviews. You know, we just talk about like random stuff. And that's how I met. I met the girls throughout the years, just at events and stuff, you know. And I remember when I heard that they were launching a podcast, I was like, oh man, that's good. You know, we don't have an all woman show. So I was very, very excited. You know, I also gave like Andrew some tips and, you know, where to host and stuff like that, you know. So, but when I saw the launch of like the show, the studio here in LA. Actually, it started in San Francisco. Then she moved. She built a studio and everything. I was like, oh man, this is cool. Very professional. I also, I remember I went to Washington, D.C. for the Division 2. Yes, it was the Division 2. And we recorded a show. It was me, Ka, Brittany, and Andrea. We were like drunk as hell. But we had a great conversation about like games and stuff like that, you know. And me and Andrew, we're always betting, always having debates and making bets, you know. So, but yeah, just throughout the years, I'll see Brittany, you know, every year I'll see her at the PlayStation press conference. And I'm like, Brittany, it's this time of the year for us to take a picture. So we always take pictures. So I have multiple pictures of us at different E3s at the same PlayStation event, you know. So that was like a tradition for us. So fast forward 2020, I remember there was an announcement coming up at PAX East where I had no idea what, you know, about the announcement. So I was just waiting to see what it was, you know, because I know the girls, you know. I wasn't living in New York City at the time. And it was actually you, Ree. You joined the team.
I officially joined, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, I've never met her. I was like, wow, I've never met her. Cool. Next time, hopefully... If I see her at E3, this is pre-pandemic, by the way. If I see her at E3, I would love to like talk to her and all that stuff, because I don't know anything about her. So, and I followed you, but we never really interacted at all. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, and everybody already heard the story about us, how we met, everything like that. But fast forward, you know, hit me up, and then from there we started talking, you know. But it was actually because of What's Good. Like, if it wasn't for me knowing the announcement that was happening at PAX, I would have not know anything about you, you know? So, because we've been to the same events, but we never interacted. I've never seen you, you know, never met at all. So, and that was the reason, you know, that was the reason. Plus, you know, I feel like What's Good has helped the industry in many different ways, you know. One, all women. Two, is you girls are very smart. I just love the conversations, even if it's like jokes. It's the same thing with our show, you know, with Gamer Tag. But I feel like a lot of people got inspired to get into games because of y'all, you know. A lot of them never been to an event. They probably will send you like an email, maybe on social media that will mention something, or word of mouth. Somebody that we met that, because of them listening to the show, they apply to a job and now they work in games, you know? So, like, that's really, really cool to hear about that stuff behind the scenes, you know? Because sometimes people are very shy. They won't say anything, you know?
Yeah, so, and I realize, I'm one of the handful of folks who work in development, like, at game studios and also does the content stuff.
Yeah.
So I have that dual perspective. And I feel very honored that my perspective in that way was highly valued by What's Good Games, and they always appreciated me giving that insight, having worked on the other side.
Yeah, and I'll mention this, you know, as a podcaster, it's not easy to create content, man, for a very long time. It's not easy, you know. There's a lot of shows that launch don't even reach 10 episodes. They see how hard it is and they just stop, and then, you know, they stop creating content, you know. But Andrea, you, and also Brittany, you know, 7 years, 300, was it 300 something episodes? Like
over 375.
375. And there's going to be more until the finale. That's not easy to do. Not easy to do. I always give props to shows that, my God, once they reach up 50, 100, 200, I'm like, wow, that's props, because that's not easy. Not easy at all. You know, so plus, you know, creating a business also, once you create like your show, you know, because that's another thing that people don't know. That part has been successful for What's Good Games, you know, doing parties, the podcast, having ads, also having a Patreon. Look, I've never done Patreon. And that's something that, to me, in my opinion, is like really hard to do. And you girls did it for a very long time. So that's something that, to me, it's huge success. I don't see this as a failure, because I know some people will see this like, oh, they're ending the show, it failed. And it wasn't a failure. It's because, look, we're getting older. There's a lot of responsibilities popping up. Maybe people want to do new things, or maybe, you know, there's going to be different reasons why people are going to stop creating content on YouTube or, you know, podcasts like What's Good or whatever, you know. It's not easy, man. It's not easy. Look, for our show, we're turning 20. I'm thankful that we've been doing it for this long, you know, but it's all about the community. The community is the reason why we're still doing this. The community was the reason that you girls have been doing this for a very long time, because you girls been having so much support. Going to an event like PAX, doing meetups, you see the people attending those events just to meet y'all, just to interact and meet other members from the community. You know, we played with people online because of our shows. You know, that's like, that to me is the best part about creating content. It's just meeting the people that engage and consume our content. Like, that's so much fun. And hearing like their feedback and the stuff that they agree and the disagree, you know, it's like, it's really cool experiencing that, you know?
So, it is. Yeah. You know, say what you will of, you know, podcast hosts and listener relationships being parasocial, but like, I've made some genuine lifelong friends from What's Good and the mod community and the What's Good Guardians, and just like meeting people out who are listeners and just really love the content, love the discussions we have. It's obviously Andrea, Brittany, Steimer, and Alexa are now lifelong friends. Like, it's just, it's one of those things that it just opened the doors to so many amazing people that I will always be grateful to know. And if anybody's trying to speculate why the podcast is ending, the long story short, it's time. it's time. And if it was wildly successful in making millions of dollars every year, it would still be a discussion whether or not we could continue. So that is not the sole reason. And I know there's a lot of things ending right now. There are studios closing. There's outlets that unfortunately are not able to continue. Stuff like Game Informer shutting its doors or being forced to shut their doors. It doesn't feel great. And I don't want people to include what's good in the "oh, woe is me" narrative, because that's truly not what it is. It's really just we're graduating, right? This is a series finale because, you know, that there are other stories to tell. And we're all very excited in order to celebrate the end with everybody in the way that we want to and not have to shut down under dire circumstances. So please keep your chins up. Everything is going to be great. And we're really excited to say farewell with you all.
Could I say something about Andrew real quick? I have to give her props because, sure. You know, she
of course.
She helped me a lot of things. You know, we always that's the thing about the gaming content creator community, the people that we know.
Yeah.
We always look out for each other. We always like, hey, let's say this is a software we don't know how to use. We'll ask somebody, hey, I know you've been using this for a while. Give me some tips, you know. Or like there was a new mixer that came out. I remember I took it to Washington, D.C. I let Andrea use it. You know, she got it after, you know. So, like, I love that thing where we're always helping each other out. If there's, like, an event, we'll create content at the event so we can share with our, you know, we'll record and share with our community. But there was one thing that I wanted to do for a very long time. So in 2020, I wanted to go to Japan because once they had the Summer Olympics coming up and also the launch of the Nintendo World park, theme park. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic happened, you know, no travel, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward, now we're living here in LA, and I heard that they were working on one in Universal Studios here in Hollywood. So I was like, oh man, I want to go to that. So I've been trying to contact people behind the scenes, like, hey, how can we get a, you know, media badge to attend an event, this and that. Long story short, I couldn't get the pass. So I was like, all right. So it was like a regular day. I was just home, just browsing the web. And I remember you hit me up and you were like, Andrew would like to invite you to Media Day for the Super Nintendo World. Mm-hmm. The park, so you can check it out before it opens to the public. I was like, what? Like, that was like a dream of mine to go to that park for a very, very long time, ever since I heard about it. So yeah, we met up. I picked Andrea up. We went to the event. We created some content from there. And I told her, like, I'm thankful that you gave me the opportunity, because I've never hit you up about, like, hey, invite me, you know, like, she just looked out like that, you know. That's the thing, that it's hard to find people like that. You know, because some people will have access and they will say anything like, oh, I got access. It is important to look out for people that, you know, maybe needs help, or maybe this is a way for them to push them to do some bigger things because you got the connection. You get what I'm saying? So, like, Andrea has done that a couple of times. And there was, like, multiple other stories that I can't quite remember right now. But I think that was really cool of her of doing that. You know, and there's other things too, but that's the one that really felt like I needed to say that, because I struggle so much trying to get access to that event, and she did it. You know, so that was really cool. So thank you, Andy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, bets and special invites and tips and behind the scenes stuff aside, I'm really happy that I've been able to be a part of this community, that we have so many Danny Ariana Show listeners because of What's Good Games. And
yeah,
so many people have come to me with business possibilities because of What's Good Games. So I will be forever grateful and forever happy to be part of a brand, one of many amazing voices on that show. Again, shout out to Alexa, shout out to Christine Steimer, shout out to Brittany, shout out to Andrea, and all of our mods and everybody who's been a listener and a friend over the years. Thank you. It's been a great ride.
Great ride. But this is just the beginning. There's going to be other stuff, future stuff that's going
to
be
nothing to announce. There's no plans.
No. There is no. Yeah. No. I'm talking about more like.
I just don't want you to mislead anybody, right?
No. Like, I'm talking about.
Part two. Like,
No. I'm talking about us, like.
Yeah,
you, because you're very talented. It's not the end. You. It's not the end.
Well, of course not. We'll still be here.
Yeah, still going to have Danny Rihanna show. Also, we've been talking that you like to contribute also for GTR.
Yeah. So I may be popping up here and there for some reviews and obviously events that we'll go to. I have thoughts, y'all. So I need somewhere to see them. So.
Yeah. And also, Ree is going to be creating content online too, right? You're going to be posting.
Working on it. Trying to figure out what.
Different locations and stuff.
What people want to see. What I want to make, you know. So we'll be figuring it out together.
Definitely. All right. So we're going to wrap it up, Ree, because it's about to end right now. But anything else before we wrap it up?
That's it.
That's it.
To all our Danny Rihanna Show listeners, go show Andy and Britt some love this week. And if you're around PAX, then come hang out with us for our final goodbye.
All right, make sure to follow them for more details about the party. All right. Until next time, we are out. Take care. Bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.